At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Elizabeth Peak, writing a column at The Hill, comment Fox News, much on Fox Business, commenting on Jamie Dimon's measure at Davos about former President Trump. Not so bad. There's more detail here, but Liz also looks at the business environment under the Biden administration and asks the question, is it anti-business? You know, are some of the policies guaranteed to disrupt prosperity and profits? Prosperity is what the American people need and want and deserve. Elizabeth Peak asking those questions.
Well, look, I what he had to say was, you know, during Trump's time in office, we did very well. And he's right. I mean, the world was at peace. And he has, as he said, he got most things right on China and he got things right on the economy. I mean, people were shocked that it wasn't just Jamie Dimon, but American businessmen in general, business people at Davos were not so horrified by a Trump, the possibility of another Trump 4 years. And, you know, Jamie said there he was kind of right about NATO, kind of right about immigration. I think a lot of these things, John, Americans, this is the reason that Trump is leading in the Republican primary race. He did some things right that Joe Biden has gotten definitely wrong. And I think as far as businesses are concerned, I make the case, and I think it's true, that we haven't really talked much, you and I and others in general, about the anti-business machinations going on under Joe Biden. It's pretty extraordinary that the government, Joe Biden, constantly is calling for higher taxes on corporations, constantly calling to break up big companies. The attack and the antitrust cases being brought against Google and Apple and Amazon and all of this, you know, it's not good. I mean, they're taking on our biggest and best companies. And they don't want them to succeed. So I think business people are kind of worried about that.
More of this later tonight. Thank you.